Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald, coming to you. Oh my goodness, it's such a mind thing. Our God is willing and able to do above all than we can abundantly ask or think. I mean, we say that, and it's sometimes hard to conceive that he's that good of a God. And he said, that which you ask, I will do. Because he just loves us that kind of way. This is Cassandra, Dr. Cassandra McDowell. I'm telling you, it's a privilege and honor to have the opportunity to come to talk about the goodness of the Lord. He's a merciful and a kind Savior that loves us and that wants the best. You know, just like a parent would want for their child, they would want the best. So does our God. He wants the best for us. He wants us to. He said, I would that you prosper and be in good health. Only he has an addendum. As your soul prospers. Because he knows that when you are attentive to his word. And as David said, I have hid my word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. God has to be in the forefront of our desire. He has to be the one that we've dedicated to serve, the one that we've dedicated to love for. That's the first commandment. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the thing that we do to receive the more abundance from our God. There are stipulations, there are addendums and amendments to how, excuse me, I'll find some water here in a minute, we access this great God. But it's not difficult. He did not intend for it to be difficult. His word is laid out. His map is laid out for what we do and how we do. It's all there and it's written in his book. I was reading today from Second Kings and 22nd verse with Huldah, and she was a prophetess, and she lived in the college, so she was well educated. But God used her. So for those that say, you know, who did I hear somebody say once? You cannot mix education with the word of God. And I'm like, obviously you're not reading the word. Because not that you have to be educated, or that is an addendum to the Lord. He doesn't say that, but he does use your gifts and the calling that he gives you. So don't let people make a comparative to what God is requiring, because they're not God. And generally, if they're making that comparative, they really haven't delved into the word of God. That is not a prerequisite that you have an education. But whatever gifts and talent God has given you, he gave those to you because that's where he's going to use you. Like Saul was educated. He said he was a Hebrew among Hebrews, the Sanhedrin, of course, a whole bit. And God used that because why? He had to go before kings, and he knew how. He was properly educated. He could be in their presence, and he wasn't intimidated by being in their presence because he was raised and educated just as they were. Everybody is a body of Christ. And in God's sight, no one is better than the other person. It's just the body working in different areas to do different things. I mean, God has all of us here in different capacities for a reason. And the thing that's the most important thing is that God loves you where you are. He made you where you are. He's an equal, you're talking about equal opportunity employer. He's an equal opportunity God that will employ you in the service, in the Lord's army. He's an equal opportunity. And whether you sign up, which regiment of his that you sign up for, you can be successful in that. You can pass and be successful and be useful in whatever entity that is that God has led you to have that assignment for. So do not let that be a threat. Well, you know, I'm not an educator, or I don't have money. Those aren't his requirements. His requirements that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. His requirements that you put on the whole armor of God and sign up for his army and that which he has for you to do. That's his requirements. And who are we here to serve but him? Excuse me, one sec. So this God that we serve, I still have whatever I got, my windpipe still down there, so sorry. It's still a God that loves you no matter what you're going through, who you are, or where you are. Know that you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God wants you to sign up for his army and to be committed to him. His requirements is your heart. It's not your physical. He didn't say that everybody would be able to walk and run and jump. You know, you may have legs, you may have an arm, you may have things physically. When we look at you as humans that are missing, but you qualify for the Lord's army. And I think that's where the Lord is leading me today. You qualify to serve God. You qualify to be loved by God. You qualify for respect and honor. And if you stand in that posture, honor, it will come to you. Does it come from the people who should do it? Never. Like your family or your loved one. Never. Because everyone wants to keep you at a level that's comfortable for them. But you let them know, I'm the captain general. You know, I qualify in God's army, and he's the one that gives me my next breath. He's the one that blesses. He's the one that keeps. In fact, God tells you who he is and just who you are serving. He says that he that dwelleth in the sick, and I'm in the 91st Psalm, and that's our psalm for this week. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the Almighty. Okay, so how do you get up to get in the presence of the Lord God Almighty? What do you have to do? How do you find that value in yourself? It said, if you dwell in his secret place, that means if you go and you spend that time with him and you fast and pray and you lay before the Lord, he said, he shall abide. It doesn't say anything about how you look, what your color is, what your hair is like, what your height is, what limbs you have or do not have, what education you have or do not have. It said, he that dwelleth. Oh, shut up. See, you qualify for the Lord's army. Second verse of 91st Psalm. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Oh, you get to choose. Oh, yeah. If you want to be in our Lord's army, it's a choice. The qualification is that you choose to love him. God will not reject you and deject you like humans. Like, well, you know, you can't, you don't qualify to be with us. You have to be of a certain echelon, a certain back. No, you qualify. Get that. You qualify for the mercies of the Lord. You qualify for you to ask God to forgive you and for him to forgive you. So many people, the majority, I think, of the things that I hear them say is that I'm not worthy to forgive. What I've done is unforgivable. Well, you made that statement up because that is not in the Bible. That is not what God said. He said he would deliberately, verse 3, deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. He said he will cover you with his feathers, the fourth verse. And under his wings shall thou trust. He just tells you to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. His truth shall be that shield and that buckler. But you get to choose. Know that you qualify. All this, you qualify. How do you qualify? By keeping his commandments. He says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Well, how do you believe? It says without hearing, and how do you hear unless it were a preacher? And what does it tell you you must do to be saved? It says, be baptized, Acts 2:38. People make up stuff. They got these sentences They're not in the Bible. They just make them up for convenience. That disqualifies them. Qualification, he said, what must we do to be saved? It was asked in the book of Acts, and this was the answer, Acts 2:38. Repent, every one of you, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remissions of your sins, and thou shalt be saved. I mean, that's what it says. So why do you go and, well, I don't think that, and you know it's coming when the sentence starts out with, I don't think. You know it's coming. I don't think. Bam, disqualified. God didn't ask you to think. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, not make up stuff, but keep what I told you to do. Do what I told you. I just dealt with someone not following instructions, simple instructions, and you can't follow them. You're going to make up stuff yourself. Well, that makes you disobedient. That disqualifies you from trust. When he gives you a simple directive and you can't follow it because you want to make up some stuff. So I'm reading from Acts 2, 37. Now, when they heard this, he had explained about the Lord Jesus Christ that they had crucified, and how he was the one. Well, I'll read 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, listen to this, both Lord and Christ. 37. This is Acts 2nd chapter, 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brother, what shall we do? They asked the question. Here's the answer, 38. Acts 2, 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Is that not clear? Just do what it says. For the remission of sins. Oh, that's why you do it. Yeah, because Jesus shed his blood. He said, I come that you might have life in that more abundantly. Oh, that's how that works. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what it taught. That's what it says. How hard is it to follow that? You know, just do what he says. And you qualify. Those are the qualifications. The mercies of the Lord. The mercies of the Lord. God is an awesome God. And he doesn't make a way that's unclear to us. He wants it to be clear to us. So what we're studying, title is Refuse to Bow, Commit to the Lord's Army. You know, refuse to bow to your thoughts and anybody else's thoughts. To say, well, I want to be found in obedience to God. Commit to God's army. Why? Because you qualify. Why? Because it's a commandment. Why? Because he's the one that gives you your breath from day to day. Why? Because he's an awesome God. Why? Why not? Oh, my goodness. And he is that shield. And our subtopic is God's shield and impenetrable force. Followed by faith forces fear out. If you cannot bow to fear, I went through a lifetime of serving fear. In my era, when we came up, children were seen and not heard. And mostly we were just trained to move in fear. You know, you feared if you didn't do this, you knew you were going to get it. I mean, it was always a fear thing. And then when I started my saved life, I found the same thing in the church. You fear the one that was in charge. And it was more than reverence. It was fear. Because if something, even if you confess and did something, then it was preached on that Sunday. And I'm like, well, whew. So I guess if I hadn't confessed, they wouldn't have had a sermon for Sunday. Wow. It was just fear. And it took me a long time to learn how to not live in fear, but in faith in God, and that God does use his servant, the prophet and the preacher, because that's the order he set, but he tells them to lead them by example. No one has dominion over another human being. In the book of Genesis, let me see if I can find it. He said, I give you dominion. He told man what he gave him dominion over. And it was every creeping thing. See if I can find that scripture. That's what they have dominion over. And if someone has dominion over you, then they can disqualify you from for this and for that and the other, because they have that kind of control and you're giving them that kind of power. But no. No one has dominion, just God. That's why it says, so God created, I'm reading Genesis first chapter. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Oh, here it is. I'm right where I need to be. Oh, yeah, 28. God, you're good. Thanks. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Oh, we are to be over the earth and have dominion over what? Fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. It didn't say nothing about having dominion over men. Yes, you have to obey those who are in charge, but they don't own you. You obey your boss, they don't own you. You obey rules, but they don't own you. You're not property. You have to have law and order, but you're not property. They don't own you. You have to have respect, but that's not ownership. Only God. God says all souls are mine, because if they do, then they can disqualify you. And God qualifies you to be strong in him and the power of his might, to put on his whole armor. He said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God is the qualifier of your life and of your soul. Stand up and be counted as a soldier in God's army, because you're more than just a footman. God says we're royal, and that puts us up where the generals are. You qualify. Know that you do. Woo! In the name of the Lord Jesus. And here's what he says. He says, 1,000 shall fall by thy side. And I'm back to the 91st Psalm 7 verse, and this is the last verse. We use 91st Psalm 1 through 7 for our scripture reading for this week. And what I do is give you a scripture for each day. So the 7th is, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's God's guarantee for your being qualified as his. God will fight. He's got armies of angels ready. All you need to do is sign up and say, Lord, I can be this. Instead of saying, well, you know, so-and-so said I'll never be anything and I don't qualify for this and I'm not. No, forget that mess. They don't own you. No one owns you, just the Lord. Stand up and be counted. Woo! Know that you qualify. Woo! Hallelujah. In God's army, know that you qualify, because God died and shed his blood for you. Nobody else shed blood for you but God. No one. So know. Know that you're in God's army and you qualify. Woo! Be blessed. Be blessed. Walk in it. Be blessed. Be blessed. Qualified for God's army. Who the heck is this? I'm trying to talk to her.